Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It's Tuesday, April 13th, 2010. What was the arms out? What was the arms out?
It's like I'm doing it for TV.
I'm getting
ready for TV.
This is a made-for-TV special, yes. Also known as an after-school special. Don't worry, kids. There'll be no offensive language use in this. No animals harmed.
Episode 6.04, and this is the pre-draft AFC Needs Show Part 2.
The sequel.
Yes, the sequel. We've got the AFC South and the AFC West coming up.
Houston.
And Oakland Raider fans, get ready because
we're piling on. So we got Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, Oakland Raiders, San Diego Chargers, and don't worry, folks, there's a good old boy in there.
Yes, a good old boy. We'll have all that. Jeff and I will talk a little bit about our new website, which debuted with last week's show.
I thought it debutted.
Did they butted? That's a rebutted.
Oh, a rebuttal.
It rebutted the old one.
I see. Well,
there you go.
There you go.
And I don't even know if that's possible, but we've encouraging signs, Jeffrey, for us.
Wait, let's look at the magic eight ball. Signs point to yes.
Yes. And Jeffrey, I might have to throw you under the bus.
Again?
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Well, if you're going to throw me under the bus, I'm going to throw you under the bus. Steven wiping sleep from his eyes this morning. We're trying a morning show. We're trying a morning show format for radio.
Know we're doing a morning show.
I know. It's timeless. It's podcast.
Yes.
It hangs out of time and space.
Yes.
And it possibly takes place in an alternative
because
universe.
Now that you've said it's a morning show, that only forces me to put it up earlier.
Oh, well, no, it doesn't. You put it up whenever you get around to it. That's what you should do, because we have jobs!
Yes,
we have lives!
I know, but you say it's a morning show
it
now.
It don't matter,
people
nothing,
normally
man.
Know
put it up tomorrow morning!
Tonight.
Who cares? That it's a morning show. No one listens
you
to it in real time.
It. A lot of people, you'd be surprised.
Today is Wednesday, April 14th, 2010.
How quickly the show goes up.
I know.
And how quickly it's down, and people are at the end saying, here's an email. You asked us to email at the end of the show. You finished listening already?
Okay, I've got this to say. There's about 10 of you, and you're scary people, that sit there with the refresh button on iTunes podcast. There's 10 of you. There's 10 of you out there, mathematically. I know sociopathy. And there's 10 of you hitting refresh every 15 seconds.
There's a show up! So,
and it's probably incomplete as far as the upload, and so you're not even getting a full show.
Right. It's good stuff, though. We love
it. Love you.
So here's the thing. Real quickly, let's get this out of the way. Let's talk about the website, Jeffrey.
All right.
And what
NFLRNR.com.
What we would like to see is more posts from you people, because I'm sure when we do a show, you're sitting there saying, oh, man, they should have said this, or
well, they're sitting
or
in the car,
I disagree,
generally.
Or maybe, you know, log on to the site, go to the blog post for that particular show, and just shoot us your comments. Was I a boob for saying that, or, you know, which is probably now I'm encouraging people to call us boobs. No, that's not what I'm encouraging, but I'm encouraging people to, we'd like to form a little online family community. Yes. Because eventually what we're going to do is we're going to brainwash all of you.
Ooh, you guys are the best team ever in the whole world. You guys are so juicy and so spicy.
So
I want to roll you up in a taco and eat you up. Delicious. That's
so
what I'm
juicy.
Saying.
And before you know it, after the brainwash, half of you will become Jeff's minions and half of you will become mine.
I let it go all the way that time.
No, that was a good one.
Vincent all right, Price.
No, but seriously, come out to the website. Leave us posts. And don't be shy. Like, I never post stuff because I don't know if I write well. It's not about writing well or trying to be funny.
It's about scary people.
Yeah, just come out and have some fun and encourage
join in.
Us. Encourage us to join. As a matter of fact, I posted an article about the destruction of Texas State.
Yes, you did. And Steven, I lost the explosions. I'm sorry, but continue.
Oh, that's all right. So anyways, someone just wrote, this was cheap. That's cheap. All they wrote.
Well, what and does I'm that like, mean? Explain yourself.
I'm like, was it cheap?
40 hemp play.
Yeah, so I said, explain, Lucy.
There you go.
That's what I told him. I just posted back, explain, Lucy. Because I don't know. He just posted, this was cheap. So was it cheap that they blew up the stadium?
Was it cheap that you posted it?
I posted
that you didn't fly out there to witness it yourself? Live. You know,
was it cheap that I wrote a little story about when I was a freshman in college and I took a girl to the football game, but we didn't buy tickets. We tried to get in at halftime for free.
Maybe it's cheap that you jacked a YouTube video.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So I don't know what was cheap about it, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to throw him under the bus. Since I'm getting thrown under the bus, you're all coming with me. I just have one thing to say. Cheap. And I'm not going to give a last name, but it's Richard. And it's not our buddy Richard.
So what I said, Richard, is what was cheap about it, man?
Richard, what do you mean cheap? What's cheap? Explain, Lucy. And he never got back to you.
And he never got back and explained. So that's what I'm saying. Come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. This season is going to be a blast. We're going places, and we're going to take you all with us, whether you want to come or not.
Little Lee wants more stories.
Kicking and screaming.
Lee wants more stories about you working at Texas Stadium.
Yes, I did see that. And
frankly, I've only heard a few, and I know you
have
dozens.
Only heard a few. Yes, there are tons of cowboy stories.
The site's great, Steven. It really is. And I don't mean this pejoratively. You finally, because it wasn't finally, you've been working your tail off, but you finally got it all up on all the old stuff brought over, which is cool.
Yes, yes.
All so, like, the show donor
show
page
donors,
is now complete.
All the videos are up, and a new one is up.
Yeah. I was surprised. Shocked me.
Hey, I'm going to do more for our shoulders. I've got so much stuff for our shoulders.
Do you have more love? Have you found more love finally?
I found more love for the show donors.
And
he's
branded each one. NFL R&R. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, dude. It's ours. It's ours.
Here's a tease from the latest show donor one. Yeah. I'll play you a little tease.
Now Super Bowl 44, big kickoff between the New Orleans Saints and the Indianapolis Colts is fast approaching. Let's go live stateside. Jeff Ellis and Stephen Moran.
There you go.
There you go. So he comes stateside.
Stateside live for our regular Friday cross. And our next cross could be Wednesday, depending on whether or not...
Are we allowed to say that?
Well, we don't. It's all going to depend on the news cycle, Steven.
All right.
If Ronaldo goes and stubs his toe.
And dies.
Just stubs his toe, we'll get bumped. But we could have a draft preview next Wednesday. Especially if it's under the nose, you know, right. Or the ear where it never stops bleeding.
Yes, it bleeds.
I hate that. I've got an Insta rant. Insta rant. Insta rant me.
Insta rant.
Okay, I'm ranting on a new Subway commercial. Okay. Was just, you know, I went out, kitchen's being destroyed, actually being rebuilt right now. We're a month into a 3-week project, and we're 2 weeks away from being done, at least. And so I went out to McDonald's, grabbed myself my breakfast, listened to Colin Cowherd on ESPN Radio. Come back in, listen to a Subway commercial. Add pepperoni to any sandwich to spice it up. Okay, two rants. One for Subway, make your sandwiches taste like something, and you won't need pepperoni. Number two, they say pepperoni is the new bacon. That is a lie! A lie, a lie!
They said
nothing replaces bacon.
Pepperoni is the new bacon?
It's a lie! They're liars, Steven.
Someone needs to find the marketing genius
who came up with sarcastic.
Yes. Who came up with that line and take him out behind the bar
and say, this is bacon tasted. Nothing replaces the saltiness of bacon.
Pepperoni is the new bacon. Not!
And feet are the new hands. All right. That ends my rant.
Thank you for the Insta rant there on Subway's idiosyncrasies of pepperoni and bacon. I think I started, you know, the website, and I wrote the
Dude,
Texas
you're
Stadium
on fire.
Article.
You're like hyper.
And then I wrote the draft, because the draft is 16 players. You know what? Let's just get to NFL news.
Okay, well, Steven looks up the players, and many of the players are going to be invited.
I don't need
I'm
to
going
look.
To, okay, well, 2010 schedule should be out beginning next week. One-stop shopping for all of your NFL needs. Operators are standing by. Remember, this is a free call. If you act now, you also get these handy corn holders free with your purchase. Oh. If age spots develop or pour oh man, or poor eyesight, any kind of blinding or frothing at the mouth, contact doctors immediately.
Contact doctors immediately.
Okay. For finger cramps in excess of 4 hours, go to the emergency room. I think we all know what that means, but I made it nicer. The 2010 right, schedule should be out by the end of the next week, but by the end of this week, as early as this week, the beginning of next week.
Yeah, what's weird is I always...
I love that day.
It might be today.
No, they said the end of this week. I mean, I haven't gone out to NFL media.
Well, NFL... My NFL...
People? Do you have people?
NFL Network on DirecTV, the thing for tonight at 6 p.m.
Is there a special special?
Says NFL special schedule thingy.
Really?
And I don't think they called it thingy, but there's a special...
No, most people try and avoid the word thingy.
Yes.
You can be taken so many ways. Kind of like... What was the post? Sucked? Stunk?
Stubbed?
No, from the implosion of Dallas Cowboys, Texas Stadium. It was it was cheap. It's cheap. Just like the word cheap. It can mean many, many things in many different contexts.
It was cheap.
Richard.
Anyways, basically, I just said that the NFL this year has decided to invite 16 college players.
That's a record.
Future NFL stars. And obviously, the projected top three picks, quarterback Sam Bradford, defensive tackle, I'm not even going to say his first name, Sue, and defensive lineman Gerald McCoy have all accepted their invitations, and they'll be there. But a couple running backs, Spiller and Javed Best from Cal, which is weird. There's a couple running backs there that I think should...
No, there are people. It's a weird list.
It is a weird list. Cornerback Brandon Gee and Joe Hayden of Florida. Offensive tackles Russell Okung, Brian Bulaga, and Trent Williams. Defensive tackles Lamar Houston, Jared Odrick, and Dan Williams. Defensive end Derek Morgan of Georgia Tech. And the wide receiver that they invited is Demaryius Thomas, possibly because it sounded close to Darius Hayward Bay.
Probably.
And they were thinking that the Raiders might be taking this guy in the first round.
With name familiarity alone, he must be fast.
And safety Eric Berry.
Now, just know the NFL media website has not been updated in 5 days. So if there was a news conference planned or some special, they haven't notified the official media.
Yes, they have.
So this would come through a backdoor source like DirecTV. All righty, then.
Ouch.
I'm just saying, I got into the media website because you're always like, you have access.
Oh, you do.
I went. I saw. I didn't understand.
And they didn't say.
I didn't know nothing.
It happens. Well, in other NFL news, Jeffrey, a particular quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Is off the hook, shall we say?
Yes, he is. Do you want to hear the Georgia District Attorney on the case?
Sure. Let's hear.
All right, here's what he has to say about...
What's his name?
Big Ben Roethlisberger.
If you're going to play his quote, you should throw his name out there.
I should throw his name out there? That means I'd have to look at my notes.
All right, don't look.
And I'm not going to look at my notes. I'm
Georgia District Attorney Bumblebee Tuna. Go ahead.
We, based on the evidence here, don't have enough evidence to prosecute. I know when I have a case, and I know when I don't. And I do not have enough evidence to convince 12 jurors beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. Roethlisberger would be guilty of the crime of rape.
There you go.
I tell you what, dude, you shouldn't prosecute because when you can't even get his freaking name right.
Roethlisberger. I've stumbled on Big Ben's name before. I stumbled on Big, so that's the easiest part.
Yeah, I was about to say, you stumble on, like, you know.
I stumble on my...
hello.
I stumble on my wife's name.
My name is Jeff Ellis.
Hello, B-D-D. No, but, God. Yeah, you know what's interesting? He goes on to say a lot of slanderous kind of things. You know, we can't prosecute morality. We can only prosecute crimes. He basically says whatever Ben participated in was disgusting and vile, but we don't prosecute that. We only so Mr. District Attorney, just a little piece of advice, stick to the law.
Yeah.
Don't go into morality, because unless you want people going in your closet and digging up all sorts of demons, stay out of other people's closets. I'm not condoning whatever did or didn't happen with
Ben.
So
you think the district attorney has some skeletons?
Everybody has skeletons. There's not one human. The
I
only
brought
human
all my skeletons out of the closet.
That's
a long
lie
time
because
ago.
You have told me a couple that I'm the only one that knows.
But they're out of the closet. If there were skeletons,
if I'm the only one who knows,
if there were skeletons in my closet.
God help any of you who waterboard me to try and get this out of me, whatever it is, because it's in the vault, okay?
I'm just saying, they're out of my closet. Somebody other than myself knows.
Steven, and you're one of the most decent guys I know, yeah. And given the skeletons I know on you, it's like, that's those interesting. Are, that it's, it makes a pretty good movie.
Bad skeletons,
no, but it makes
though.
A pretty good movie. Starring Denzel Washington as Steven Miranda.
Hey, man.
Denzel had to put on 40 pounds for the role, but... You throw me into the bus. I've heard it's coming.
All right, you know what? Let's go straight to the bus. Throw
straight to the bus.
We've got
where's
other Jerome
Bettis when we need him.
We're done. Yeah, I know. We're done with.
I got a lot of NFL news. I got Ben Roethlisberger. I know. I got Terry Bradshaw on you Ben know what? Roethlisberger.
Let's do the Terry Bradshaw on Ben
That's
Roethlisberger
priceless.
Before I throw you the bus.
Speaking about because people who about, stumble,
and talk about someone throwing somebody under the bus. Let's check this out.
Our relationship is not any good. No. When I told him to park the motorcycle, he got pissed.
Can he say right? pissed on there?
Then he had the accident.
He did.
And since then, there's, you know, he doesn't like me, and I'm learning not to like him.
Learning.
And he wants to break all my records, and I say, go break them. I really don't care. I've done my job. My job is over. Now you have your shot. But he has got to... In my opinion, he has got to realize who he is. He is an elite athlete in the National Football League. Now, he's got an image problem right now. Best thing to do is don't ever put yourself in that position again. When you're through playing football, do whatever you want to do. But right now, you know, stay clean.
All right. I'm learning not to like him. I like that.
The learning curve on not liking Ben Roethlisberger. I wonder how high a learning curve that is.
Well, it's Terry Bradshaw.
I'm doing finished carpentry right now. The learning curve, very high. Yes. Very high.
But see, it's Terry Bradshaw, so I've got to assume that the learning curve is pretty high for learning not to like someone. What? What? I love Terry.
Love Terry. Never, you know, what's ironic, the first time I heard this quote is, I'm thinking, you know, Terry, you're not the brightest bulb. And Ben, you're not the brightest bulb.
But Terry never did anything super like that when he was playing in the National Football League for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He played in a different era of media scrutiny, Steven. And I don't think he did anything like that.
Yeah.
And he certainly didn't ride around without a motorcycle helmet. But that just means that Terry may not have known how to start a motorcycle. Now, here's this.
This is Bash Roethlisberger Day, not Bash Bradshaw Day.
Well, I'm just saying that Bradshaw frequently had women on his arms. Now
but
they looked
he wasn't
old enough
married.
To be, and they looked old enough to be his peers.
Look, I'm
do
not
we know that Big Ben's married? I don't know that.
No, I don't think he's married.
Well, you said and he was married.
But what I'm saying is, you know, at least the women, from what I can recall, didn't have a problem going out with Terry Bradshaw.
Well, neither did this woman until things went south.
Well, there you go. And all I'm saying is, it's not the first one.
No, it's not.
It's not the first one.
And again, when you are dating college-age women and bar hopping in college towns, those are not good moves. Terry was sophisticated enough to go to nice clubs in really fancy parts of town where you,
nice
college girls can't
women.
Get in. Right. You got right. They actually check IDs yes. at the door. By the way, Pasadena PD did a little undercover sting, and I was kind of disheartened to find out that the Ralph's right around the corner from my son's school
yes.
frequently sells alcohol to underage drinkers.
Ooh.
So I told Jordan he's going to have to find a new place to hook up before his beer runs. Right across the street from my son's school, they busted somebody there
your
for selling.
Your son doesn't drink beer.
I know, but he could have.
Don't throw your son under the bus.
He could have. Go over to Ralph's. A couple places in town, they did a little
all
sting.
All right, enough with Roethlisberger. Look, now the commissioner, I guess he's meeting with the commissioner today. As a matter of fact, he is in New York right now, as we speak, talking to the commish.
I would love
I don't
to be
think
in that
the,
room.
I don't think the commish can
fly
really
on the wall.
Do anything.
Yes, he can.
Can't really,
yes, he can.
For what? For what? Suspend him for what?
Tarnishing the image of the league.
But he's not in trouble with the law anymore.
Tarnishing the image of the league. We have had this discussion a few times, Mr. Miranda.
I know we have.
And look, the women has agreed to not press criminal charges, but that can mean that a civil charge is coming yeah. or that money has already changed hands.
Yeah, that's what I feel happened.
It seems very likely.
Come on, honey, look. There's 200,000.
Now shut the hell up and sign here.
She'll say, make it 350.
All right.
Done. Boom. And it's over.
And it is. And until next time, as we find with philandering men, until next time. And now, unless there be any confusion as to why athletes find themselves in trouble with women.
Yeah.
Because they can. Okay. Now, that's not to say Steven and I would. And the only reason we don't is because we can't.
Yeah.
But look, you put a lot of money in guys' hands, and I am really fed up with people holding double standards and saying, you know what? Dee Dee and I had an interesting conversation. We get date nights now twice a week now that we have no kitchen and we have no children.
Date nights?
Twice a week. Wow. Mondays and Tuesday nights, except for spring breaks messing it all up.
I haven't gone on a date since 1973.
That's not true. Jordan babysat for you a week ago.
We did have a great time on our date.
So, but during this, Dee Dee, we were talking about this, and Dee Dee said to me, she had heard from a female columnist that just said, appreciate your husband for his fidelity. Because fidelity is no easy thing for a man.
Yeah.
And it is a battle that every man struggles with.
Well, you know.
If he's a normal guy.
We're like alpha males. Every man has an alpha male inside of
somewhere.
Him. Somewhere. Who... His and the alpha male is, I'm the leader of the pack. I got to go get all of them.
Yeah.
It's just wired into the
and
us.
So for every man that is a good man, that is a decent man, it is a battle that he is fighting continually.
Yes.
Now, let's just pretend.
We fight the battle.
Let's pretend that you and I were extraordinarily good looking and wealthy and very public.
Why are you
and
pretending?
Out there all the time?
I don't know about yourself. Hey, don't loop me in with you.
I made a trifecta. You're wealthy and you're out in the public eye all the time.
I'm not. Okay. Well, in the UK, I am. I can't walk the streets of London. People mug me.
Well, because you need pushing in a wheelchair. But that's why you can't walk the streets of London. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is for our female listeners that you need to help your man be faithful and don't take it for granted at all if you have a faithful guy, because it's not easy. And so what if you were all those things and women were throwing themselves at you constantly?
Yeah.
It would be
I have to fight them back, and I'm not even wealthy, dude.
Well, no, I've been approached two or three times in the 20-some years of marriage and have said no. And one time was difficult to say no.
Yeah.
Most of the times it's really easy to say no because women are kind of skanky when they're hitting on married men. It's like, or they'll go and whip out a cigarette and just ruin the whole buzz. That's really bad. Women, if you're smoking, most guys like just think licking an ashtray. Ew. But it's something that guys need to be aware of and the ladies need to be aware of that it's not a given. So why are these guys doing this? Because they can.
Yeah.
And because maybe in the case of some guys, it was just that one after 10 times in a week for 5 weeks going on, one of them hit him at a vulnerable moment and bam, they slipped up. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's not to say that these guys are good guys and make good decisions. They didn't. But you need to understand men. That being said, let's move on. See, Antonio Holmes, speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers is now a Jet.
I don't know about you, Jeffrey, but I find that there's one team in the AFC going in the right direction and one team in the AFC not going in the right direction.
Would you be saying something like,
warning, warning, warning?
The New York Jets are getting
on the rise, baby.
Even though Santonio Holmes immediately after the trade got suspended for 4 games.
He's going to miss the first month of the season.
That's the downside.
Yeah. But
the
after
upside
that,
is that now Mark Sanchez has several weapons.
A bevy of receivers to throw to.
And Santonio Holmes now gives him the deep threat who
absolutely
will actually catch the ball.
Yeah.
Braylon Edwards
a
couple years.
Yeah, that's where I was
going. A couple times last year.
A couple key drops.
Wide open.
Yep.
Behind the secondary, he drops the ball, and you're like, wow,
seriously?
Dude, that happens way too often with you. But Santonio Holmes will catch those now.
Yes, he will.
You can now use Braylon in the slot and be the possession guy to get those 10 yards to get you a first down.
The Jets seem
you still
clearly
got Jericho Cotchery on the football team. So
Dustin Keller?
The Jets are,
tight end.
I think he's still there.
So here's the deal. The Jets are going in the right direction. They seem to be going all in to win now.
Yeah.
I mean, it really seems that. They're even willing to take a flyer on some of the character things and say, for this year, we're willing to look the other way on some stuff because we want to win now. So former Super Bowl MVP is now part of this Jets team that is a real contender in that the AFC East.
A handful of plays away from being in the Super Bowl last year.
So that leaves the Steelers, though, with a gaping hole at downfield, just the slasher down the middle of the field.
Well, I think the Steelers,
I feel like we're
believe,
doing the AFC South show again.
I know. This is the North.
North,
so.
I'm sorry. So, North.
I think the Steelers believe that Mike Wallace, who was the rookie last year, he stepped up pretty big for them.
Yeah, but not that big.
Well, he's going to have to.
We'll
now.
See.
And Lima Swede now is going to have to step it up for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the tall wide receiver. It's going to be interesting.
But who's their deep threat?
And Ben Roethlisberger is going to have to now.
Assuming he's not in trouble.
Exactly. Really take these guys under his wing and start meshing with them. I don't know if they're you know what? I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers make the playoffs again this year.
I wonder. Now, again, remember, the measuring stick, and this will be a slight tease to the AFC South. The measuring stick for all great coaches is that 18-month window after you've left a great coach has left, in the case of Bill Cowher.
Yes.
The wheels certainly seem to be coming off the cart there in Pittsburgh fast. And I wonder how much of this Bill Cowher, if he could have kept this in check, or if he couldn't have, if he saw writing on the wall that said, it's a good time to get out.
Right.
Because I really do question Ben's deep intelligence and ability to stay out of trouble for a long time, and I'm not sure I want to be part of that car accident, and so I'm out. I just wonder. These are questions I have.
That's a good question.
Jason Campbell signed his tender offer from the Redskins to remain with the team. He'll get $3.1 million to either learn another system and sit behind McNabb, or the more likely, Steven.
He will get traded.
There you go. Yeah. He'll be sent packing via trade. He's hoping. Now, this is weird. This freaks me a little bit.
Yeah.
He's hoping for the Bills or the Raiders. Why? I don't know I don't know him well enough to know. Maybe he's got friends there, family, property, holdings.
That those are two teams that he can go and be the starter and actually.
Well, duh. There's a lot of teams.
I don't know.
Rams.
Yeah, the Rams are getting a quarterback in the draft.
Sorry about swinging your chair there.
Yeah, thanks. For
I tried to share his footrest, swing him all around the room.
Jason Campbell, I didn't hear him say that Miami. That's where he was, but I think he feels he can go into those two clubs and lay claim to the starting quarterback.
No one's going to argue with him about that, that's for sure. he's being given a lot of leverage. He's even being encouraged.
$3.1 million, though. I mean, you can't, you know.
Dude,
I would like somebody to pay me $3.1 million to be the backup to Donovan McNabb. I could do that.
You could. I'm sure you could. Now, here's what I find interesting about this is that the Skins are basically encouraging him and his agent to talk to people.
Yeah, go out and
make
a
deal. Go make a deal. We don't want you. I mean, I didn't say we didn't want you.
We'll take 10 footballs. And maybe, you know, $100,000. That's all the other team needs to give up.
Well, because they're going to pay him the $3.1 million. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah.
Chris Sims has added another team towards his passport. He's trying to play around the league.
The Tennessee.
He's trying. Remember when I was a kid, there was a thing where you would drink a different beer and then you would add the bottle to your collection, and you would have 100 beer bottles. Chris Sims wants 32 helmets and jerseys with his name on it from going to every single freaking team in the league. He's now part of the Tennessee Titans stable of quarterbacks. Congratulations, Chris. We still think he has life left in him, and why not back up Vince Young?
I mean, he's only got
Kerry Collins.
He's only got a couple of teams under his belt.
A lot.
Tampa Bay, Denver, and now Tennessee. There's
more. There's somebody else.
No.
I'm gonna look. Don't make me look it up. I hate looking things up.
I'm on his career stat sheet.
Oh, you would.
He spent his first five seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He got traded to Tennessee. Actually, he didn't get traded. He just got outright released. Tennessee picked him up in 2008. They let him go. Denver picked him up in 2009, and now he's back with Tennessee again.
Okay.
So, because trust me, there are some journeyman quarterbacks who have been around the block. Chris Sims is halfway around the block.
Missouri billionaire.
Oh,
Stan Kroenke.
Crotzel Criddle?
No, Kroenke.
Kroenke. Yeah.
He's decided to buy the remaining 60% outstanding share of the St. Louis Rams.
Officer Kroenke. Kroenke. Right? West Side Story?
I don't know.
Do you not know West Side Story? Good.
No, it sounds great, though. Sounds great.
Hey! What's with the on-the-air
I know,
side?
I was feeling that that's part of the mojo that's missing.
Yeah, well, I've got the mojo, but you've been a little light on your feet. I'm carrying you, man. You're what's up with that?
I got plugged
in. What's with the... Dee Dee, why are you unplugging the on-the-air side? Just because you're here today? What's that all about?
I'm trying to kill the show.
Oh, man, there it is. There it is. Hey. On the air sign. We're back on the air, people. I'm sorry, I kind of... Sorry, I tangented there for a second, but I look up and it's like, hey!
It is throw Jeff under the bus day.
It is. Speaking of which, that's a good segue. Let's throw you under the bus right now.
Do you want to put me on the hot seat for this?
I'm putting you on the hot seat right now, Jeffrey.
All right. Well, let me... I got the hot seat somewhere
hot
here.
Hot seat.
Here it is. I'm really close to it, actually.
Get the
welcome to the hot seat.
This is our fourth show of season six.
It feels like the 20th. I don't know.
And I'm just wondering where we are right now, Jeffrey.
My bedroom.
Where you are then in making Casa de Miranda Studio a reality.
I'm clear on this. Apparently you need to talk to your wife.
No.
My sister and I have spoken, and there are criteria that you needed to make.
Interesting.
To make
interesting
the
that
studio
you would
possible.
Speak to my wife, but not speak to me.
Well, it's really simple. It's that I so wanted to make it happen
yes.
that I'm like, Trisha, when am I going to move stuff in here? And she's like, well, Steven has to do X, Y, and Z. I'm like, well, then... You need to tell him that because...
Well, someone needed to tell me that.
That's what I'm telling. I don't know what those things are because I don't even know what I need to do. I can't keep track of your list. I can't even keep track of my list. So, fortunately for this Under the Bus episode, I have an out, which is I'm pointing you back towards my sister.
So, you're then throwing your sister, i.e. my wife, under the bus.
Yeah, for good reason.
I'm throwing
she said,
you under the bus, and you're trying to throw her under.
I'm pulling her under with me.
What do you have to do, Jeffrey?
And I'll take my mom with me and my brother and his kids. I won't take your kids under the bus.
No,
don't worry.
No. Yeah, just
but I'll take his.
Nice.
But no, that's seriously. We're good
right.
to go. I mean,
okay.
We need to figure out our cost for Canton.
Yes.
And then
cost for Canton. Is that
that's
a song?
Soon. Okay, it'll be a new Bruce Springsteen song. I feel it.
Oh, God, no.
I feel it.
No, don't.
Traveling to Canton in my old Chevrolet. Got a bag of peanuts to chew on and some girls along the way.
Oh, that's awful.
It's Bruce Springsteen, man. He's an artist. He feels it from the soul. Hall of Fame is in the front. Jersey's in the mirror. Someday I'll get clear on why I'm here.
Why are we traveling from Jersey? Wouldn't we be traveling from...
Springsteen is going to Canton. He's got Jersey in his rearview mirror.
Okay.
He's going to Ohio.
We're going to Canton!
Steven and Jeff got the Pacific Coast in their mirror.
The Pacific Coast?
What's Santa Monica's not their friends. There's too many weirdos there.
There you go. There go all the Santa Monica listeners. All right.
So many great players inducted to the Hall of Fame. Ransom Ray's got to be there or it'll be a shame.
You
How's
are
that?
A boob. Okay.
I channeled Bruce Springsteen.
Cost for Canton. Yes, we have to figure out our cost
and
for
leftover
Canton.
Monies equals the second studio.
I see. So we're not moving this studio over.
Hell no, we won't go. We can't.
Yeah, I don't
we
know
want studio
if we
A
can
and
afford
B.
Studio B right now.
Oh, well, then you're throwing yourself under the bus.
No, I'm throwing you under the bus.
You want to take all this crap to your house
studio
and
A.
have it permanently, this studio, gone.
Yes.
Okay, that sign was like a Christmas present, the on-the-air sign.
You can keep your Christmas present. I'm not. I would not.
You said you can't do the show without the on-the-air sign.
I would not deny you of your Christmas present.
You said that.
Yeah, so what I'm feeling is a resistance.
No, I want to just.
From you.
I want to get an amp and a comp limiter and a board. And we got a couple extra mics for when we do interviews and stuff like that. And we got a redundant hard drive, so we're backing up shows and things like that. I don't think it's that complex. I don't think it's that much money, frankly, on the big picture.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk
some more.
We need
a lot of foam.
Off the air.
A lot of foam, because you got tiles on your floor.
Yeah.
And sound's just going to bounce around. It's going to sound like, hello, hello, hello.
Throw some carpet there.
This is episode. 6.02.
Yeah,
2,
that's
2.
Not how it's going to sound. But okay.
You get the idea, though.
We'll talk about that.
It's
more
been fun
later.
Being on the hot seat. Now, I think it's pretty much time for a good old boy.
Yeah. Bring it.
Just a good old boy.
What does it do?
It never means harm.
Really?
No. But it beats all
beats
you ever saw.
All you ever saw.
Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Well, at least since last season, Seattle Seahawks starting linebacker Leroy Hill. Arrested for domestic violence over the weekend in a suburb of Seattle.
I don't like the domestic violence.
Me either. And those happen a lot. And ladies and gentlemen, but mostly to the ladies, this is not the same as why guys have many women's. Jordan talks this way with one of his best friends.
Right.
He says everything's in the plurals.
Okay.
And it's just their way of, that's their version of being street.
Okay.
Is to talks in the plurals. I pick it up occasionally because I hear it, which is really annoying. So anyway, this is not the same as the sexual escapades of men. Men will do the sexual escapades because they can. Men should never hit, period. Okay? And Steven and I have been adamant about this.
Yeah.
Steven, how many women have you hit ever?
Zero.
How many women have I hit ever? Zero. How many guys have I hit? Couple.
I've
and they deserved it.
Yeah.
But you know what, guys? You do not raise your hand to a woman ever. And
just don't do it.
So, and if she's asking for it, then you know what? Call
walk
one of her
away.
Girlfriend.
Walk away.
And if she takes your keys, run. Okay? Because I've seen this happen where the woman takes the keys, so I won't leave. Okay? Get the hell out of Dodge. Call one of her girlfriends. Send him over to the house to chill. Have her bring over whatever she needs, your little special pillow, and have her chill until it's safe for you guys to talk. Get some professional help. I don't know. Call a counselor. That was not promoting myself at all because hardly anybody in Southern California listens. There's only like 50, 60 people here because we don't have a team. We need a team. So good old boy, police investigating said it was, obvious marks and injuries indicating an assault had occurred, and she says that it was him that did it.
Yes.
And this is just days. I mean, like 10 days after he copped a plea deal in Georgia about marijuana possession, dating back to last year. If you remember the guy who fell asleep in the intersection, that was him. Same guy, Leroy Hill. And the Seahawks, though, according to Hill's agent, the team demonstrated that the marijuana incident and being asleep in the middle of the street was so in the past that they signed him to a 6-year contract, $15.5 million gura. So there you go.
Oh, very interesting. Gura.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell
apparently,
you what's interesting about the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
They're trying to make a play for Denver wide receiver
Brandon Marshall.
Now, here's what's interesting. Didn't they just get TJ Who's Your Mama last year?
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see those two wide receivers together.
What we need to see is those wide receivers together with a healthy Matt Hasselbeck.
Well, yeah, the Seattle Seahawks need a quarterback. Hasselbeck
is done.
Is on his
D-U-N done.
He's done. Yes, and he's on his last legs. Let's put it that way.
Is he going to be taken out behind the barn?
Well, you know what? I like the guy, and I hope
Love
he stays
guy.
Healthy this
He's
season.
He's one of the good guys. I mean, talk about a guy you won't find in the good old boys column, probably.
Right. But he's, for the most part, it's over.
Steven, I got another instant rant, and it's a commercial.
No.
Dang it. I hate
another
these.
Another commercial?
So I'm doing a lot of woodworking for the kitchen, trim carpentry kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm out in the garage listening to the Masters on the radio. You know you're pitiful when you're listening to golf on radio.
Yeah, that's...
But it is pitiful. So anyways, here's the commercial. Phil Mickelson, one of the great guys of golf, one of the truly great guys of golf, a guy you just want to be your best friend. He walks up the 18th fairway with that quintessential smile on his face, that broad smile that makes you know that he's a good guy, a true family man. And I'm thinking, this is such a backhanded slap to Tiger Woods, you can taste it a mile away. Rolex, we love good guys like Phil Mickelson.
And people who can spend $15,000 on a watch.
Is that all it is? I gotta go get me one or two. I'll get you one too. Well, I'll match you once. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Ooh.
So I decided.
We'd be like watch buddies, kind of like Chandler and Joey on Friends. They were bracelet buddies.
Yeah, I prefer to be watch buddies to bracelet buddies. Although neither you nor I wear a watch.
That's true.
They'll spend most of the time
only
in a drawer.
Only because my watch needs a new band, and it's getting a new band on it.
Oh, so awesome.
And then I'll wear a watch again.
I got my old man's old watch, which is kind of cool.
I got my old man's.
Dude, we are watch buddies. We each got old man's old watches.
Yeah, and except that my dad and his jewelry, he loved big, expensive, gaudy jewelry.
Grandpa, Papa Hendricks?
Yes.
My turquoise. Turquoise.
That's right.
If it came out of the earth in Arizona, Nevada, or New Mexico, he had to have it. Belt buckle, big honking turquoise belt buckle.
No, so yeah, so my dad's watch, and I'm a really, my watches are usually really thin.
Yeah, I like them. Yeah, I like really, the just,
yeah.
I don't know, about a half a millimeter thick watch.
Right, that's
I've
my
had,
watches.
I had a Tissot that was fantastic that I bought on the Champs-Élysées. Not that I'm street dropping,
okay.
But I just did. And bought it when I was in college, and the thing was wafer thin.
Wafer thin.
And it was
not
so.
Not as a wafer thin as my Skagen.
Dude, this thing, I would put it up against anything, and here's the problem with the wafer thin.
Yes.
When it breaks, it's done.
Yeah.
No one can work on it. There's nothing to replace. It is so thin. It is like barely a circuit board with hands on
it. Don't break your watch, Jeffrey.
I didn't break it. It just broke, and I spent, like, at the time, I spent, honestly, like $700 on a watch in college. I had to have it, and Greaser had acknowledged, because it was his credit card that paid for it, because mine were already maxed out. Wow.
Boom. Of the day.
That's right. You used your friend's credit card to buy a $700 watch.
Well, he agreed I had to have it. When you're in college and you're shopping on the Champs-Élysées, and you walk by the storefront, and you're like, I've been looking for months for a watch. There it is. And John's like, that's it.
You got to have it.
You got to have that watch. And like, we didn't even look at the price. I mean, the price was in francs.
Right.
This is pre-Euros, people. That's how long ago it was.
It was a long time ago.
No one had even conceived of the Euro. And we said, we don't care what the price is. Just throw it on the plastic.
$700. Nice.
Okay, so.
Wait, one final news item before we get to this.
Did we cover Jamarcus Russell?
No, okay, two final.
We
can
do that. All right. We promised in the pre-show tease that we're going to pile on the Raiders.
Well, let's get to this news.
So this one you have must be big if you want to end with that. So this is according to the OaklandPressDemocrat.com Raiders draft preview, but they have a little side note in here that basically says that Jamarcus Russell has been given another year to prove himself as an NFL quarterback.
Interesting.
What on earth has he done to deserve this?
This was show up weighing 298 pounds.
Breathing? Seriously, breathing? I'm just wondering.
Man, I tell you what. What was this post press, free press?
This is yesterday.
Oklahoma, what is it? Oakland Free Press
Post-Democrat.
Post-Democrat.
Press-Democrat.
Press-Democrats, people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just stop covering the team, man.
Move on.
There's other things. Seriously, you're going to give Jamarcus Bubba Butt Russell.
Bubba Butt.
Another chance. Seriously? You know what happened here. Al Davis went to Cable, said, look, I still employ you. I could kick you out on your bum street for punching people. You might even go to jail. But I still employ you. You will give Jamarcus Russell a chance. You will teach him to be a quarterback in the National Football League, or I will get someone who can. You know that's what happened.
I hope that's what happened. Because chaos is my friend.
chaos is abound at the Oakland Raiders. They don't have anybody else, really, dude. Who? What are they going to go do? They're going to, you know, take Jimmy Clausen in the draft.
Is Garcia still available?
Yeah, he wouldn't go there.
Yes, he would.
And remember, Rich Gannon
is... He's not a girl.
And remember,
He's a whore.
Rich Gannon
not a
is...
girl. He's a whore.
Rich Gannon is not permitted to talk about the team or talk to the team.
Has he been slapped with the court order?
Don't you remember last year?
Yes, I do. But I'm like, he didn't get a court order. I mean, it's not like it's legal.
I know, but
he's just encouraged to not.
He is not a friend of the team.
You're no longer my friend.
He's only the quarterback that took you to the Super Bowl 6 years ago.
Yeah, but we unfriended him on Facebook.
The Oakland Raiders, when they unfriend you, they do it for good. All right, the final news item before we get to the AFC South and the AFC West preview of their draft assessment needs.
Whatever it is that Steve has been sitting on, it must be big.
Sitting on it, Jeffrey.
So let it out.
Running
let
back
it fly.
Brian Westbrook.
Yeah.
Has resurfaced.
Much concussed. I didn't know that.
He has resurfaced, and he is meeting with the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
The Packers are talking with Brian Westbrook and are exploring the possibility of adding him as their
I like their
third
goal line.
Down
yeah,
back.
Goal line back, goal line carries, third down,
yeah,
third short. But
Green
that's
Bay.
The kind of things that get you concussions. I'm like, I'm seeing Brian Westbrook in Green Bay getting very excited, going, especially in goal line opportunities and third down. Wait, that's the kind of things that get your head injured.
Well, the other team that has kind of hinted at possibly Westbrook in a limited role, the Minnesota Vikings, although Brad Childress is now denying that he is not interested in Westbrook. You need to do something, because remember Chester Taylor took at least 8 to 12 carries from Adrian Peterson during the regular season per game.
Yep.
And I don't know if you want to start banging Adrian Peterson for 30, 35 carries a game. So the Vikings, the Packers, two playoff teams that were already explosive, if they can get a Brian Westbrook and keep him healthy, they might become even more explosive, Jeffrey. So,
I'm looking at my notes, and I'm all ready to go. But yeah. I failed to mention the problem with the buyout of the Rams.
There's a problem. I'm sorry. Officer Krumke. I threw you off
track. We tangented away.
Yes.
So he made a decision yesterday at the last possible moment to do this. But what complicates the matters is that Kroenke's ownership of the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche. So you've got an NBA team and an NHL team that he already owns. And the owners love fidelity of their owners. They don't want them owning multiple things.
And he
also owns 30% of my Gunners, the Arsenal Gunners.
Well,
how's that?
Glazer owns like 5 soccer teams.
That's outside the country, which is why it's okay.
Okay.
But inside domestically,
the country,
we want you to be a pure blood.
Don't get in bed with an NBA or
but
NHL.
But 30% of those Gunners. And those Gunners, look out, Man U and Chelsea, we're coming.
Oh, God.
Well, you're just laughing because your Spurs are like nowhere in the rearview mirror. Objects in mirror
fourth.
Are further than they appear. They're
fourth,
separated by like 15 points with 2 games to play. You can't make it up.
All right.
Anyway, they had a good season, though. They had a good run.
Yeah.
Mike Cabby, don't hate me. I'm sorry. I don't care about Steven hating me, but don't hate me.
Yeah, hate Jeffrey.
Yeah, please don't.
All right, so before we get to our
Houston, Texas,
AFC South and AFC West assessment, Jeffrey, real quickly, thank you to the UK listeners who have emailed blitz at rarn.net. We are, I would say, about 60 to 70 emails shy of reaching our goal.
Can I say this? We are a bit underwhelmed. Now, those of you who stepped up,
again,
there's the old preaching to the choir phrase that I'm very, very fond of. You do not, I've done this. I've taught before classes and stuff, and you stand up in front of a class or an auditorium that's half full, and you're like, really? Now, the people that are there shouldn't get the backhand of you because they're there.
Right.
And for the hundreds of you that owned up and sent it and said, hey, sign me up, sign me up, sign me up. Yeah. Well, this is not directed at you. We love you. Yes. But for the several thousand of you that could have and didn't, come on, huh?
Where are you at, people?
Come on, where are you at, 85? Come on. And there's a lot. So it's just, come on, please. Please help us out here, man.
If you're in the UK, blitz@rarn.net. We know you're out there.
Shoot us where you live.
And it's not, we're not asking you to go kill
people. We've fallen short of our UK show donors.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, that's how short we've fallen.
We're not asking
you don't have to give us a dime.
And kill people.
Well, there's that one guy.
Well, okay.
That bouncer at the Sport Cafe that threw me out just because I had had too much to drink. Dang.
Well, that was probably a good reason. But anyways.
He should still be hurt or threatened.
Yeah, it's real simple. We're not asking a lot of you.
Really?
So if you're in the UK, you can help us. Shoot us an email, blitz@rarn.net.
Thank you.
And if you don't know how to spell blitz, Jeffrey, please spell it for them.
B-L-I-T-Z. Could I have the etymology, please? Could you use it in a sentence?
blitz@rarn.net. That's it. And it's fun. What we're doing is fun. It's not like we're asking for you to do rocket science or anything like that.
And speaking of UK, so right now ESPN America is giving heavy doses of NHL playoff hockey rather than the little round ball.
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage people to try it out because playoff hockey is fun.
Okay.
And so I'm just giving love to another little sport involving a rubberized puck. And playoff hockey is fun. And that you'll get tons of baseball.
I'll tell you this.
To be played. What?
I prefer to watch the round ball sport to playoff hockey.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of, I've gotten some emails saying, ESPN America, all they're showing is hockey. It's the playoffs, people. That's why.
Yeah. Still, I'd much rather watch the Angels
if it's
lose.
In high def, that's not hard. We're starting a road trip through the East Coast. You'll be seeing a lot more. Ooh. Dang.
What are they right
Dang.
Now?
Dang, we're 2-5.
2-5.
Oh, my gosh.
2-5 to start the season.
Our bullpen blows. We lead the league in home
this.
Runs.
I only give God, you. I leave you with this, Jeffrey.
What?
A few years ago, they started, what, 4-30?
20.
Okay, 4-20. And they went on to win the World Series.
Oh, no! We suck again!
If that's what it means, then bring it on.
All right, let's get to the AFC South and start it up. The Houston Texans.
Now, the Houston Texans, we want to just their first what? Season of winning the season, having a winning record.
The first season of winning the winning season.
Oh, shut up, you. They have fewer
the
needs.
The Houston Texans had the first winning record for their franchise this past season. How about
okay,
that?
I could say it even more concisely. The Houston Texans posted their first winning season in franchise history. That's
okay.
Even more brief. It's the same thing. But we're looking for the battle of brevity. The Texans are in good shape.
I was just looking for the battle of say what you mean, Jeffrey.
And mean what you say.
All right.
Texans, I love where they're at right now. They have been knocking on the door for so long.
I think...
Say it.
I think I'm coming.
Say
one
it.
Minute.
Say
see.
It.
Hold on a second.
No.
I'm jumping on the bandwagon, baby.
No.
Houston Texans.
Wow.
Steven Miranda's on the bandwagon. This team's looking good. This team's looking
I
good.
I know it is, especially
because good.
Shabalisha stayed healthy last
I'm
year.
Jumping on the bandwagon. Yes. And that was one of the things. Shab, huge, leading the league in passing, staying healthy for 16 games. Oh, it's good stuff.
If they had to play next week, they would be a contender, and they would be certainly a team that you would fear.
I mean, dude, they were like...
Steve Slayton has recovered from neck surgery, and he's got to fix some fumble problems. But Slayton seems like he's going to get well, and I tell you, this is a team that could really contend, and people have said that for a decade now. But this is the only time that I've actually truly believed that this is a team that could contend for a playoff spot. I do not in any way see them dethroning the Indianapolis Colts, but it could happen. We'll see once the schedule comes out.
They haven't lost much. They lost cornerback Dunter Robinson to the Atlanta Falcons. And that's pretty much it. They acquired kicker Neil Rackers from Arizona.
Yeah.
And guard Wade that was huge. Smith from Kansas City.
As Steven pointed out with the Rackers story last week on our last program, how many games over the last couple of years have they lost on the final possession, not because being able to get those points?
Yeah, exactly.
And now with Rackers, I mean, that seriously is several games. And so
that's enough to get you into making an 11-5,
and you're in the playoffs. Congratulations.
That's a playoff team.
They were a game out last year, so it's like this is a really, really big move, and I'm excited about what they're doing. You know, and then on the defensive side of the ball, Amobi Okoye and Sean Cody, they're stuffing the run really, really well. Now, they're not getting to the quarterback, which concerns me, and I still am waiting for Mario Williams to really be the guy, the beast, the guy who just Darrell Revis kind of just kills quarterbacks for a living. And I don't see it, but it's got to come, and it's got to happen soon.
Well, you know, this is a team that has rebuilt itself, and it's now tooled to make a run at the playoffs. I'm not necessarily sure they're tooled to make a run at dethroning the Indianapolis Colts in the division and winning the division. They're not ready for that, but they're ready to make the playoffs. And if the Houston Texans can find a way to get into the playoffs, they're going to scare some people.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to scare some people. Their nucleus is intact, and they don't need much coming in this draft.
Can I tell you what I want?
What do you want?
Jeffrey's wish list for the Houston Texans, a monster nose tackle. Okay, somebody who will get through, bust through, and pressure the quarter. You don't have to tackle him. I'd like it. But hit him. Make him uncomfortable. Move him out of the pocket. You do that because, again, as I said, Amobi Okoye and Sean Cody, they stuff the run really, really well, but they don't get into the second level. Right. And we need someone who's going to get there if the Houston Texans are going to take it to the next level.
Mario Williams.
Blitz it from the outside. We need somebody coming up the gut.
You're right. I do need they need an interior defensive lineman. I think
a guard maybe, but probably a tackle.
They need a wide body. They need
somebody huge and fast, strong legs.
And I think because they lost Donta Robinson, they need to go and search and find a cornerback somewhere that can be ready to play pretty quickly. I don't see them. They're not a team for me that on my draft board, my draft analysis, a team that needs a whole heck of a lot.
Where are they picking?
The Houston Texans will pick.
They're the 20th. I'm sorry. I have that in front of me. I just need to look somewhere else.
There you go.
See? And.
No, they have the 12th pick overall.
What?
I don't know where you're getting 20th.
I was looking at CBSSports.com, April 11th, 2010.
Round one.
If the Texans use the 20th pick in the draft on a running back, it should be Fresno State, which I totally disagreed. I don't want them to take Fresno State. I like Ryan Matthews a lot out of Fresno State, but I don't think that that's what they need. I think they need to go with that nose tackle. But
once again, are you current somewhere?
Look, I gave you the date, April 11th, 2010. That was 2 days ago. I can't get much more current than that.
All right.
Doing the best I can, Captain. I'll add another tab of NFL.com and draft.
They have the 12th pick in the draft.
Damn.
This year.
How do they have a pick that high, being knocking on the door like they were? They win a coin toss or something?
Yeah, there were a few teams that literally they did have the coin toss.
That's what I was suggesting because they had a good coin toss, I'm telling you.
It wasn't that good.
Well, 12th for a team that finished 9-7, Steven, that's pretty good. And remember, this was the year of the haves and the have-nots in the NFL.
Right.
And so I just think that they did really well. So
the haves and the have-nots. Well, they got close. Did they get the 12th pick because of a draft move?
Could be. I don't know. They have the 20th pick, Steven. I am actually proud of myself. They picked 20th, according to the NFL. They picked 20th, 19th. Then the second round, they picked 19th. Third round, they picked 17th. Fourth round, they picked 20th.
I'm looking at the Dolphins.
How about giving some love to Jeff Ellis, ladies and gentlemen, get something right for a change? I think.
I just want to know why I'm looking at the Dolphins.
Just saying.
They do have
God bless Jeff Ellis. He got something right for a change.
Right.
They picked 20th, 51st, 81st, 118th. From that point, it's kind of, you know, a crapshoot.
Yeah.
So, in the 20th pick, CBS says take the running back. I don't know. I think
they might need a running back, but
dude,
I think
their matchup is so good. You don't need an elite running back. It's nice. But if you can truly pressure the quarterback and have Matt Schaub do what he does and throw for 4,000-plus yards, how big a need is your running game? Come on. That's my assessment.
Their need is on the defensive side of the ball. I would go interior defensive lineman or cornerback. That's where I would go with the first round. This is a cornerback-heavy draft.
True that.
So you might think I'm foolish, but I think they might take a cornerback with their 20th pick overall. Anything else you've got to say there for the Houston Texans?
No, I'm loving on them.
Brings us to the Indianapolis Colts, Jeffrey. And, you know,
they're the Colts, man.
If I said the Houston Texans don't need a lot other than interior defensive lineman and a quarterback, the Indianapolis Colts don't need
much. Full stop.
That's it. And literally, for these guys, outside of maybe shoring up their offensive line and getting themselves a big, beefy offensive lineman that they could plug in at some point in the future, maybe an interior defensive lineman to come in and help and spell. They don't need much.
Well, here's the deal. I'm having trouble with the 2010 transition, yes, and the 2001. I want to say 21.
Yes, no.
It's 21. 2001. Since 2001.
Just say 2010.
Well, no, I'm going back, though.
Oh, it's
that was my problem.
Yes.
2001. I'm mixing them up. The Colts have selected 5 wide receivers. That tells you that this is a team that is pretty set. When you can, unless you're the Detroit Lions and you're just screwing things up royally, you only take a wide receiver in the first round if you're set. Generally, you want to beef up your defensive and offensive lines to protect quarterbacks or go kill quarterbacks. You don't waste a first-round pick on something as feast or famine like wide receiver.
Yeah.
You go with known commodities. The Colts are that deep, though. I mean, these guys, I don't know, Austin Colley, fourth-rounder out of Brigham Young they picked up, Pierre Garçon the year before that, sixth-rounder out of Mount Union. These guys are so good. They draft so well. And I am so psyched. Again, the Colts love them. I'm very curious about week 7, 8, 9 this season to see if Jim Caldwell will in any way fall off from the Tony Dungy era.
Right.
Because he made a great run this last season inheriting Tony's scheme and he changed it a little bit, got a little bit more aggressive on the defensive side of the ball, a little bit more blitz packaging. But this is a good team.
Well, yeah, and like I said, for the Colts, Jeff Saturday is getting a little bit older.
Yes, he is.
So I would say offensive line, defensive line.
A center.
And you're set.
Set for Marcus another year. McNeil's been rumored. Not sure about that, him going to Indy. Yeah, I would agree with you, Steven. They're in a really good position. Yeah. They're looking for some versatility. They're looking for some depth.
I might change allegiances this year.
Yeah?
No.
Not from the Cowboys.
Maybe.
No.
To the Colts. I might become a Colts backer.
Well, yeah. What, you said you're on the bandwagon for the Texans. We've covered 2 teams, and you're loving on them both. Just saying is all.
I've got a lot of love to give, man.
You do.
Got a lot of love to give, baby.
Saw a great bumper sticker. When you love an animal, you make the world a better place. And I just wanted to add, for that animal.
Right,
DumbBumperStickers.com. Lock up that domain.
Yeah, okay,
DumbBumperStickers.com. Damn, I fume when I drive. I don't have road rage. I just have bumper sticker rage. War is not the answer. And I add, when the question is, how do you get to Barstow? How do you stop evil? That's a whole other story. Or it might be a good idea then.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, now, full stop, reset. We've loved on Houston. We've loved on Indianapolis. Now it's time to pull back on the love just a wee bit.
You know what? Every time I come to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars,
you think of the guys.
I think of the
captains. Our men and women of the armed services that are out there in the Indian Ocean protecting us, keeping us safe
Captain
from
Edward
terrorists.
Kaiser, Captain Brendan McClain.
We
love
you guys. We love your
and
shipmates.
And by the way, Jeffrey, oh, first of all.
And Hasselbeck, the first mate. Never told you guys that one of the Hasselbeck cousins is the first officer on the Kearney. On the USS Kearney, the destroyer out there, which is Captain McClain's ship. And he's the one who actually did the tour because captains are too cool to do tours.
Right.
So they sit there in sweats while all their guys are in whites. And they just kind of chill. And their first officer has to do the whole tour.
Right.
And this was one of Matt Hasselbeck is one of his cousins, which was cool.
All right. Hold on one second. So here's the deal, Jeffrey. First of all, for anybody who in the last year and a half has sent an email to questions@nflrnr.com.
Ooh, this is a complete aside. Please pay attention.
I really apologize. See what happened was...
Here's what happened.
That, I thought that that mailbox was being monitored.
Misa thought that mailbox was being looked at. Misa wrong.
When in fact, it wasn't.
So Misa said, oops.
If in the last year and a half you sent an email to questions@nflrnr.com and you did not get a response,
that's why.
I sincerely apologize. It's being monitored now. And
24/7, 365. You may not still get a response, but.
But at least your email's
getting looked at.
Your email's getting looked at.
Promise.
So anyway, sorry. And in that email, to that email
in
address.
In that vein.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Who was she? Was the therapist?
Oh, lovely. She wanted to give me some work.
She sent.
I could use the work.
She sent us some great pictures.
Aww.
Of when we were on the ship and stuff.
Lisa was rad.
She sent it to that email
address.
And I don't
mean just looking in. She was very pretty.
Yes.
But she was just cool.
Very cool.
She's
very
on
nice.
Loan from the Department of Defense, and she was one of the psychologists assigned to the base.
Yeah.
And dating one of the captains, and it was cool.
Don't say that. Now everybody who. Knows the captain
name Lisa?
Knows.
As of 2 years ago, they were dating.
Well, yeah, maybe the captain doesn't want that information out there for all of
that
his
as
men.
Of 2 years ago, he was dating. Look, they sat
we
together
didn't say
at the
which
game.
We did
they
say which
sat
captain,
together at the
so
game, Stephen. And there was many of his crew on
but
the ship.
But they weren't holding hands and making
there
out in front
no
of his crew,
PDAs,
were
they? Which, by the way, is public displays of affection.
Yes.
There was not a lot of PDA, but it was known that she was his girl.
All right, okay.
Because
good.
She was very cute, and a lot of the guys,
wanted,
his crew, wanted to, and they knew better.
Yeah.
I saw whispers, because remember I was sitting in the crummy end zone? You were on the sidelines, I was in the end zone. Why does it always end up in the end zone? That's all I'm asking.
Next time, if the captains invite us,
yeah.
I will go to the end zone.
You get the sideline. That'd
with,
be good.
With McClain. All right.
That'd be
go.
Good. Although, at this point, I suspect we could sit wherever we want. It's becoming
ouch.
The 70s at an Angels game where you buy the cheapest ticket and sit in the first row.
So, anyways, Lisa sent us some pictures. I will share those. I'll forward those on to you.
Cool.
But the Jacksonville Jaguars, I try not to be so negative.
Because we love the people that love them.
Negative.
Man, there's not much to say here. They need new offense and defense. But besides that, they're good. Special teams could use some work.
I think the problem with the Jets, I'm not buying Xavier Gerard. I'm not buying David
Well, don't
Gerard's
worry. They're looking at Jimmy Clausen with the 10th pick. That's how much people aren't buying David Gerard.
So possibly a quarterback. I think they need help.
If he's there at 10, they're supposed to jump.
On the defensive side of the ball. Look, last year, my biggest question was Jacksonville was, can MJD, Little Oompa Loompa, be an every down back for the whole season? And he proved me wrong, and he did it. And I made a Oompa Loompa tribute video to
you
MJD.
You did. It was awesome. It's on the show donor
it
site.
It is, show donor site. Because he was so awesome, and he just, you know, he did it. They could probably use a wide receiver at some point. But where they really have struggled mightily over the last several seasons
linebacker.
Is on the defensive side of the ball. Oh, my God. Give them anybody who's a linebacker.
A safety. Please.
Give them
Please.
A safety or two.
Please. Please.
Give them some big old fat defensive linemen who can stop the middle of the
yeah.
who can stop the run.
Stop anything. Stop the run. Stop the pass.
Yeah, I would focus, if I were them, I'd focus on linebacker, I'd focus on defensive line, I'd focus on safety.
Yeah.
And then wide receiver. Maybe even I'd think about maybe even throwing a cornerback in there. And then I would look at wide receiver. And
well, look, the fact is they gave Gerard $60 million 2 years ago.
$60 million.
And that didn't work out at all. But you've got a lot of money invested, and you don't have a lot left over. You are one of the poorer franchises,
yes.
which is why you are frequently mentioned as teams that could possibly move to Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Which we don't.
Do we want the Los Angeles Jaguars?
I want a football team, but I don't want to steal from somebody else.
Jeffrey, sometimes you have to steal from the rich to give to the poor.
But we're rich because we're Los Angeles. So we're stealing from the poor to give to the rich. Yeah, that's the opposite of the Robin Hood thing. Ridley Scott's Robin Hood in a theater and drive-in near you.
Oh, God. Don't promote that
movie. I'm Mr. Movie Phone.
All right. I think the Jags, look, for what the Jags have and what they are, they remain a competitive football team.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they folded like a cheap suit at the end of last season.
Man, they had a legitimate shot at the playoffs, and they had MJD. So it was like, you know.
Underdog, 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 underdog.
And then underdog died.
I mean, seriously, he came in like, here I come to save the day.
This means a Mighty Mouse just hit the windshield
and died. That's exactly what the Jacksonville Jaguars did last season. It was like, man, I was loving it. I was like, yeah, I feel good for the captains. And all of a sudden, it was like brick wall. Oh, that's
the mother's boy chant.
That's not cool at all.
It wasn't,
dude.
But it was bad. We went all in, Steven. I think of the misses we made last season. That brought my average to 70% and yours down to like 74%.
Yeah.
Was the Jaguars at the end of the season?
Oh, the Jaguars at the end of the season.
Because we just saw MJD being able to carry this team on his back. But the fact was, every stinking time there was a third and long on defense, boom, they gave up a big play.
Jeffrey, here are the Jacksonville Jaguars' final scores last year.
Oh, God, this is going to pain me.
They just barely eked out a win over Buffalo, 18-15.
The Bills.
Yes.
You serious?
They got crushed by San Francisco 20-3.
Well, they're a better team.
They eked out a win over Houston.
That 23-18, was impressive.
And that was pretty impressive. And that's when you're
that
like
was at home, right?
Oh,
though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when you're like, oh man, Jacksonville, they got a shot.
Yep.
They got a shot. Then they lose to Miami at home. They lose to Indianapolis at home.
No shame there.
Then they go up to New England and get crushed.
Well, again, New England crushed everybody except for the Cowboys.
And they finished the season losing to Cleveland.
That was the one that just made me just want to, you know, do bad things in my trousers. Because when you lose to the Brownies, it's like losing to the Rams. Yeah. And when you lose to the Rams...
Son, this game is important. The Bears are playing the Rams, and if you lose to the Rams, you get thrown out of the league.
Same difference. Same difference.
All right. So there you go. I wish good things for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
But if they don't shore up that defense, especially linebacker and defensive line, I'm not sure if there's anyone that's going to help them.
No, would agree.
All right, and the final team, Jeffrey, here in the AFC South would be none other than the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans, they started 16th off
pick overall.
Started off the season looking like a farce and looking like a shell of the team that had represented in the playoffs the prior season, Kerry Collins at quarterback, and then it was a nightmare. And then your old man owner has to come in and tap Coach Fish on the shoulder and say, come on, give the kid another chance.
But didn't the old man start flipping people off too?
That's what I love. I love Bud. Bud Adams rules. Bud Adams rules. He flipped off some people that were talking smack, and anytime the old man, he gave the double bird too. It wasn't one fist
and
good
enough.
It wasn't
just one time double bird.
Yeah,
it was the single, single, double, double, double.
I go 3x3 when I go to In-N-Out, but he went the double-double.
Yeah, he went double-double.
Vince Young said in a recent interview that he wanted to take the necessary steps toward becoming a team leader. This was just a couple days ago, and that's a good start. Now he's got to take the steps to becoming a pro quarterback as well as a leader, yeah. And I think he can. He Jeffrey, showed such amazing progress last year.
And the impressive thing about Tennessee, they started the season 0-6.
Yeah.
And ended 8-8.
And, you know, a lot of people were smoking crack and saying, they're going to the playoffs.
I was one of them.
I know. That's why I was
saying. But, Jeffrey, do you realize that had they won one more game and finished the season at 9-7?
But their schedule was brutal, Steven.
Their schedule was thankless. Pretty crazy.
One of my concerns, center Kevin Mayweather, which, again, he's the player.
Kevin Mawai represents
the players union.
Yes.
And that never puts you in good with ownership.
Yes.
And he is an, I'm trying to figure out in this new era of the NCAP season, he is a free agent, not an unrestricted free agent, but he is a free agent, and they haven't been talking a whole lot. So it could be, I'm very, very concerned about that. And I like him, Kevin Mawai, a lot.
Are you saying he's on his way out?
I'm just saying that he's been talking.
Dude's been in the lead 16 years.
So yeah, 16th I know.
Season.
He's getting older, so you're going to need to replace him anyways and need some depth. But I like him a lot. I mean, he's just such a great leader.
What they need to do, too, is Javon Kearse.
Yeah.
The freak on the defensive side of the ball. What have they done there?
I don't see a Javon Kearse update here.
Because there is none, but he's an unrestricted free agent. He's been 11 years in the league, so they're going to have to do something there. The Tennessee Titans have the 16th pick overall, and this is a team that I have been saying for, I don't know, as long as I can remember, they need a wide receiver. They don't want to go get a wide receiver,
right?
But they need one.
Hey, that's a decent position.
They could have went out and gotten an Anquan Boldin. They didn't. They went to the Ravens. They could have gone out and gotten a Santonio Holmes if they could have dealt with him being out for 4 years. Said he went to the Jets. Brandon Marshall is probably the only wide receiver that is available out there that they could probably go and snag.
And he would have to have a really long talk to make sure that he's going to keep his business in-house and be a good boy. See, my concern with the recent loss of Algie Crumpler to New England, this makes their wide receiving need even greater because they don't have the tight end that can go and just grab anything. And so you're now thinner than you even thought you were at a position that you're already thin at.
Right. And maybe it's time to look at replacements for, you know, Keith Bullock, a linebacker.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Kyle Vandenbosch, who's a defensive end, who's great and on the older side of old. And I'm not saying that you know, well, they need to replace them. Vandenbosch left via free agency to the Lions.
Okay, I got a fan rant here. No need for sound effects. Someone sent me an email. Why don't you guys talk about the Lions enough?
I did see that one.
Yeah, I just got one answer. They're the Lions.
We will.
And we will when we get to them. We try very hard and succeed, might I add, at talking about every team.
Yeah, when we get to the NFC North, we'll say the Lions have done a lot this offseason, but we'll
and
get
we
to
loved
them.
Amass Stafford to death last year. So I don't know what it is you want from us for one of the worst teams in the league. They get love. If any team gets dissed, it's the Rams.
Well,
The Raiders we talk about because we hate them. So. That's the Rams are the ones, the lonely stepchild. If there's any team we talk about least, it is probably the Rams.
Yeah.
And so just be mindful, there's 32 teams in the league. Enough said.
And we will get to Lions. But Kyle Vandenbosch did leave via free agency to Detroit. They lost a wide receiver, Chris Davis, to Cincinnati. As Jeffrey said, Algie Crumpler went to New England.
And here's the deal. Unrestricted free agents. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
But we got Keith Bullock. Nick Harper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Javon Kearse.
It's time with this draft to possibly look for replacements for these guys. Not only the guys that have already left via free agency, but guys that, you know, they're unrestricted free agency. You don't know what you're going to do with them yet.
Right.
Quite frankly, you just don't know if you're going to re-sign them.
Well, apparently they're going to sign their tender. Because it's only, I'm sorry, I'm going to give a draft clock update right now.
Yeah.
The St. Louis Rams are on the clock in 8 days, 21 hours, 14 minutes, and 13 seconds.
Ooh-wee.
Okay. Just and you can go out to NFLRNR.com to see the clock.
That's right. The clock is there.
The Rams are on the clock. So I would agree with that. Now, Chris Johnson, just give him some support.
Give him some
Let him be himself, man, and let this team, let Vince Young mature, let Chris Johnson not have to carry the ball as many times he did.
And, Chris, if you're listening, I want to know how come you haven't accepted my challenge, man.
You want to run the 40 against
him? No, Chris had said that he was very proud of posting his score of Wii Bowling, where he bowled a 227.
Oh, Steven will and pwn
you. I posted my score where I actually took the screenshot of it, where I got a 260.
A
I got a 265. So it's new record.
If anyone's ever got a 300 in Wii Bowling, email us. I'd like to know.
Yeah, I would love
to see
that.
We'll give you love on the show. We promise.
We will. 300 in Wii Bowling. I'm going to get, by the end, before the football season starts, I will get a 300 in Wii Bowling.
Yeah, I don't get to practice enough because I'm playing Madden with a kid.
You
My
always
kids are older.
Play Madden.
My kids are older.
I don't get to play Madden ever.
Your kids aren't old enough.
Well, you don't ever want to play Madden with me.
Well, when do we have time? Just you and I to hang
know,
out?
I don't know, but let's
Never.
Play some Madden.
Let's do it right
we don't
now.
Even have to be in the same room. We could do it from home online.
I cancel my Xbox Live.
Oh.
I can sign in as the boy, though.
Sign in as the boy.
I just don't. I couldn't afford it, and I wasn't using it enough.
Right.
You know, it happens.
Someone gave me a 12-month card for free
because
they like me.
Nice.
Thank you, people who
like
me.
Although I won't use it. Starbucks gift cards I've taken to giving to the wife because I just
really?
Never get there. I yeah. like it. I'm like, wow, a
Do
decaf
you know,
would be really good right
I don't,
now.
I don't want to tell you the story because I don't want to make you sad, but I was talking to your mom the other day. And
You're already
she
making
said,
me sad. You're talking to my mom.
She found a whole bunch of Starbucks gift cards that your dad
I
had,
knew this, and she consolidated them all into one
he had
and
like,
kept them.
Oh,
right, over a grand.
Not over
well,
a grand.
But my dad.
But he had over 150
my
bucks.
My dad ran the detention program for El Toro Starbucks High School cards. Of 5,000 students.
Yeah.
And all of his students loved him.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, every hospital, we'd run into people that were his former students, and it was really fun.
Right, yeah, and when we'd go to restaurants and stuff, it'd be like,
oh my
hey,
gosh, the waitress
hey, Sunshine!
Like, oh my gosh,
hey,
it's Mr. Ellis!
Everything was Hey Sunshine.
Hey Sunshine, because he didn't remember their names.
Yeah.
Throw my dad under the bus.
You know what?
That's true.
Hey, throw me under the bus. I do the same thing. I go back home to El Paso, Texas.
Call people Sunshine?
No, but I'm Trish like, it's mad. Like this. No, so like, you know, and I'll be with Patricia. We'll be at the mall or we'll be at a store or we'll be at the movies or we'll be somewhere in El Paso.
A place.
And someone comes up, Steven, what's up? And I'll be like, hey, you.
You person I did that thing with back then. You wild person.
If it's a girl, it's, hey, you. If it's guys, what's up, dog?
What's up, dog? If Steven ever says that to you, he doesn't know who you are.
I know who you are. I just can't remember your name.
I don't remember your name.
Yeah, so.
Now, here's the deal.
Why would you tell people like that? You know, next year now when I go to London and I'm like, what's up, dog? People are going to be like, you don't remember my name, do you?
Well, look, we're only responsible to know show donor names.
Okay.
True that?
You got a good point there. But you know how many hundreds
yeah,
of show donors we
there's
have from London?
There's a
from
lot.
From the UK?
But look, you know what? Also, if you're a show donor, send us a picture of you and your fam or something.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Because Jeff might want to stalk you.
No,
so.
I just like to put faces with names and stuff.
There you go.
And as I think about people, it's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. Oh, and for also, remember that questions at NFLRNR.com?
You already covered that.
Yeah,
you
no,
forgot,
no,
now you're
but
looking
But there's
at
a
it.
Whole bunch of you who asked, hey, you took a picture of us wearing our jersey and blah, blah, blah. Can you
yeah,
say,
what the hell happened to that?
It's coming. It's coming
okay,
for
it's
show
donors. Coming. Dang.
It's coming
that
soon.
Was such a tedious task.
It was. But it was so fun doing it. And we got to meet a lot of good people.
We met some really cool people.
Yes. And why am I talking like this?
I don't know.
All right. So the Tennessee Titans
People that are hanging out there, if people will give them something, restricted free agents of note, Lendale White. He was tendered a $1.176 million. or second round pick. So they're second not loving pick. On him. That's not serious money for
but
running back.
I don't think anybody's going to give a second round pick for Lendale White. Would you?
Yeah.
Would you give up a second round pick to acquire him?
He has been forgotten in the wake of Chris Johnson's running prowess.
Yes.
There was a wake created behind it, and Lendale has just been shoved aside from the
I'm
wake.
I'm not sure that Lendale's going to sign his tender, and I'm not sure that Tennessee re-signs him, and
he'll
I think that
up.
Oh, he'll get picked up, but not right now, not for a second round pick.
Right.
Yeah.
So he'll be out there.
All right.
Moving right along to the
this
final team of
the final
AFC
team.
South.
That brings us to the AFC West.
Oh, that was the final team? Dang. My, how time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, I know, Jeffrey.
Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers.
Starting with the Denver Broncos.
Oh, Denver Broncos.
Oh, Denver Broncos.
A team that once was great.
Oh, Denver Broncos.
You signed your life away.
How can you start 6-0 and finish?
Steven and Jeff were so right.
8-8.
In saying you weren't a good team.
Oh, Denver Broncos,
may you rest in peace.
You started 6-0
and ended 8-8. Look. Wow.
Oh, man.
If they're having
like,
problems.
You are so crazy. If you think they're going to be 8-8, Steven, you have that.
Just watch.
I'm like, I'm not
just
saying
you
nothing.
Just watch.
I'm not saying nothing, but just watch.
I'm sorry. I really, really need to just you. Here you go.
Just keep watching. That's all I can tell you. You just keep watching, and we'll go from there.
I love Singletary. You just keep watching. You just keep watching. Now, this is a team. They're having trouble getting people, Steven, to show up to OTAs.
Oh, gosh.
Off-season training, for those who don't like the jargon. But OTAs, they're having people trouble getting people to show up.
Here's why people didn't think they were going to finish the season 8-8. They ended the season with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders. Okay? Their last three games were Oakland, Philadelphia, and KC.
And
I'm like, and before the Oakland game, I was like, just trust me, they're going to be 8-8. People were like, how can they? They're playing Oakland and Kansas City. They lost to Oakland, and they got wiped by Kansas City. 44-24 beatdown to end the season at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs in Denver, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
That's not
brutal. I know. I missed that one. So here's the deal.
I didn't.
What's going to happen in the first round?
They got the 11th round pick from the Chicago Bears.
The Bears who sold the farm to get the franchise who wasn't.
To get a fake franchise.
But they haven't signed a center, and they cut starting center Casey Wegman earlier this year.
Yeah.
So that, to me, means that's probably where they're going to go. They either need to get a free agent one, but why not get a young guy to build around? And I think that that could be where they go in the first round of the draft.
Really?
Florida center, Marukas Pouncey.
Okay.
I don't know. That's one of the ones I think would be a good fit. And you build around. Again, center, just like baseball, it's all about up the middle. Football, very much up the middle. If you're strong up the middle, you've got a good team. If you're weak up the middle, you are going to flounder.
My only you know what? It's
and losing Brandon Marshall, you got to make friends. I don't know. That was a disaster. So to me, the biggest needs, center, wide receiver, and then inside linebacker. Again, we're talking about some of the most critical positions on a football
field. But
Jeffrey,
you're gonna put your whole faith
11th pick.
In your life, in your team, in the hands of Brady Quinn?
I wouldn't.
That's where they're going, though.
I wouldn't. Brady Quinn says he's going to win the job, but I don't necessarily agree with that.
It's his job. It's his job to lose. Who's going to take it from him? Tom Brandon-Stater?
Don't diss on Tom Brandon-Stater. You couldn't pick him out of a crowd of two. Just saying. Everyone's yelling through her iPod, is all, just so you know.
Is all. Well, I'm still trying to figure out what are they doing at the quarterback. Remember, Jeffrey, this is a quarterback league.
Yeah.
We've said it I don't know how many times.
And it's
on
becoming
show.
More true every season.
It's a quarterback league. They went out, they got what's his name?
Brady Quinn.
Yes,
and Kyle Orton. Right there.
Yeah, but Kyle Orton is a restricted free agent, so they're gonna have to, you know, give him a little something
they're
to stay.
They're going to pay the man, trust
and
me.
Then
they're going to pay
then
the
man. It's going to be Orton and Brady.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Brady and Derek Anderson all over again.
Yeah, only with, I think Kyle Orton's a significant upgrade from
Dreck.
Yeah. I mean, you got to at least give me that.
They released Chris Sims. So
not sure why. I mean, he wasn't good when he was in there. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But I think that he's capable of playing better football, which is why I come back to the center. If you plug up the middle a little bit better, give a little bit better protection, maybe, just maybe, you have a team that could finish 8-8. Maybe.
They did upgrade their defense a little bit. They acquired Jamal Williams from San Diego to play nose tackle, so that's pretty big. I don't.
No, Steven, this is not a good team, okay?
Period. Do enough. They didn't
Full
do
stop.
Enough. They got safety Nate Jones from Miami, but now you've got questions. You don't know if you've got one stud on your team. His name's Brandon Marshall. He's not very happy there.
He's not going to be
and
there.
And you don't even know if he's going to be there come the regular season.
I'd pay the man, frankly.
Pay the man. Look, you've got rid of your Cutlers and you don't even know what you got at running back because they all get hurt. For some reason, running backs in Denver get hurt. I don't know what it is. And your defense, who looked solid at the beginning of the season last year, lost its mojo. I don't know what that mojo was. I don't know where it went. I don't know if Austin Powers froze back in time and went back in time to get it. I don't know what happened, but they lost it, Jeffrey. They need to do something on the defensive side of the ball. And that's where
As of last week, the only Broncos restricted free agent who signed his tender was guard Chris Cooper.
Yeah.
He's the only one who signed his tender. What that tells me is these are a lot of guys who are not happy.
We don't want to play here.
Yeah. And this brings me back to Joshy. Coach.
You're back to calling him Joshy again?
I don't know. If your guys don't want to play for you, makes you scratch your head, scratch your chin, and go, Because, I don't know, Elvis Dumervil is unsigned, Brandon Marshall's unsigned, and I am very, very concerned. Look, here's my problem. As we get through the rest of this division, you will find
don't
out.
Don't ever come to someone and say, here's my problem, and put your
fingers about an inch away.
About an inch away from each other. Don't ever do that again.
Okay, here's my problem. I'm now putting my hands about 14 inches apart. Here's my problem.
That's much better. And that's a good problem to have. But, okay, talk to me about it.
As we go through the rest of the division, all of the teams, with the exception of the Raiders, have improved.
Yes.
So these are all teams you play twice.
Yes.
You will be lucky to make 8-8.
Yes.
Unless they give you the kindest of all schedules. And mind you finished second in your division, which means you're not going to get a favorable schedule.
McDaniels.
You're going to end up playing the Niners, the Falcons, the Packers, the Eagles. The Jets.
You're not playing all those teams. You're in the wrong
But those are the teams you
here.
Could play because you play the second place teams wherever it is that you fall out with your
you
remainers.
Play second place teams
this
in the
is
AFC.
My point.
Yeah.
They're screwed. They're screwed. They are going to be lucky to win six games this year. The Raiders twice, and then some one-offs. They're in trouble.
All right, Jeffrey. Look,
Kansas City once. That's three.
The Broncos are continuing. They're moving to the 3-4 defense. So they need linebackers. Go get yourself
and you
some
need Studley.
Stud linebackers.
Not just linebackers.
Yeah. Go get
stud
yourself some
linebackers.
Big linebackers. They'll probably one or two be available right there when you pick in the 11th pick.
This is a shipwreck, Steven.
You're going to need a wide receiver because if you can't keep Brandon Marshall, you're going to need someone to get you the ball. Someone's got to go get the rock. Your tight end is deteriorated due to injury. I would go look at one on the defensive side of the ball. Linebackers, linemen, cornerbacks, and not to start, but to back up because Champ Bailey and their cornerbacks there are not young anymore.
Man, how the mighty have fallen.
I don't have good things to say about the Denver Broncos.
I don't either, and it pains me.
You know what? And it all. And once again, to me,
I'm glad they got rid of Cutler. I'm glad.
Yes, and I'm fine with that. But your quarterback situation still look. Kyle Orton was okay. He didn't win games for you. He didn't lose games for you.
Jay Cutler. Not saying names, but he's somebody who would have. Steven, I got this to say. Yeah. Given all the draft picks that they got for the Jay Cutler move, this is going to be the most important draft for the Denver Broncos since the millennia. Since we turned to 2000, this is going to be the most important draft.
But see, what you fail to realize, my friend.
What?
If I can call you my friend.
You may.
Okay. What you fail to realize is they've given up picks. They normally, when you get a first rounder from someone, you still have your own, so you have two first round picks.
Right.
Oh, no, not Denver. They traded theirs away.
For whom?
I don't know.
Okay.
But their only first round pick is from the Bears.
Really?
And that's the only first round pick they have.
Really?
And then in every other round, they only have one pick. All those extra picks and stuff that they acquired, they've moved them around already.
Oh, guys.
They only have seven picks.
Okay, then I'm going to turn this up one more notch. This is the most critical draft in the history of the franchise. You need to pick up every single. You can have one miss. You can have one miss in this draft.
Not in the first three. Not in the first three rounds.
I'm talking about the entire all seven or eight rounds, however deep we go.
Seven rounds.
You better not miss on but one, and it better be the sixth or seventh round.
Yeah.
But you better not miss on but one. Otherwise, you are in trouble.
And I'm thinking your first and second rounders need a start for you immediately.
Oh, dude, I'm thinking the third and fourth rounders need a start.
Maybe third and fourth rounders.
You guys better be doing your homework. Do not sleep until, I don't know, I got to go out to the website to give the time again till the draft starts. But the nice thing is you get an extra day. But 8 days, 20 hours, 55 minutes, and 7 seconds, you better be ready with the best draft board you have ever put together in your life with starters. And then on Friday, you better hit. On Saturday, you better hit more.
Yeah.
Because Denver Broncos, we don't love hating you. We don't. That's just the way it is. Now, let's move from there.
Here's a very interesting team with very interesting draft pick possibilities.
This is a team on the rise.
And it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, remember last year, the Kansas City Chiefs struck pay dirt with their 13 picks. They got a plethora of players that came in last year. And the Chiefs it was Haley's first season, so they were
wandering.
They were on the verge. And they took what? They took both the Steelers and the Cowboys to overtime.
Sure did.
Did they wind up beating Pittsburgh in overtime?
Probably. I mean, Pittsburgh dropped a lot of games there at the end.
They did.
Dang.
So very interesting to see what the Kansas City Chiefs, and here's why I say that their draft is interesting, Jeffrey. They don't have any sixth round or seventh round picks because they've kind of like through trades here and there have given those later round picks away, but they have 2 second rounders and 3 fifth rounders. So they've got a bunch of picks that they can put together and maybe move up. They already have the number 5 pick overall.
This is an exciting team. And they've got good places to go.
So the
Dwayne Bowe, Chris Chambers. Yep. I mean, taking the off, what is it when you throw something, the cast off from the San Diego Chargers, Chris Chambers, and turning him into a very good wide receiver where he already was. That's how deep San Diego was, that they could cast him off and give him to a divisional rival. But they're a fun young team that is going places. I really think this is a team on the rise.
Well, you know, they've got Matt Cassel, and he's who they're building around.
They've got really good proven safeties, Jared Page, John McGraw, those guys.
The rest are a little weak. I like their stable of running backs that starts with Jamal Charles. They've also got...
Don't forget special teamer. Cribs in Space.
No, that's the wrong team.
Dang
Cribs
it.
In Space isn't with
Took
the
a shot teams. And I failed, okay?
He's with
But they
Cleveland.
Got a special teamer
but
though.
But remember, they acquired Thomas Jones from the Kansas City
from the New York Jets.
New York Jets. So now they got Thomas Jones. They've got Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles, thank you.
Yes, Jamal
you
Charles.
You already said him, but that's
and on the defensive side of the ball is where I think that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be focused on. I think defensive linemen. I think linebacker.
Inside
and their
linebacker.
Secondary. Their secondary is going to be crucial. Get us some safeties.
Again, two good safeties they got, but they need depth.
Yes.
They need depth badly. They need a guy that can kind of do, now not Polamalu. Nobody can replace Polamalu. But who kind of wanders around in the secondary and can play up at the line and can also play back and do some pass protection and pass coverage and pick off one of those deep balls. They need one of those guys. I call them roamers. I don't know what else to call them. You know what it reminds me of is in softball, you have used to have in women's softball, I think they've even changed it, where you had the, what did they call the short
rover.
Fielder? The rover. You need a rover at safety, somebody who can play deep and play up close to the line. And then obviously, so a wide receiver would be nice. In the big picture, for the next few seasons, they're going to need that. And you've got a fun team.
Well, Kansas City ended the season 4-12. Those four wins. One was over Oakland.
That's hard.
Yeah, the last game of the season where they crushed the Denver Broncos. They did beat Pittsburgh in overtime. And I think, what was their fourth win? Was over Washington. They beat the Redskins. They beat the Redskins. So...
not had, big wins, not impressive wins.
No, not impressive wins. But their losses
were close.
They played the Ravens close. They lost by 3 to Oakland. They took the Cowboys to overtime. They lost there. Both of their games against San Diego were physical and tough. The second one not so much. San Diego kind of blew them away in the second quarter, but it was tight for a while. They barely lost to Buffalo, barely lost to Cleveland, and barely lost to Cincinnati for that matter. The Bengals didn't look impressive beating the Kansas City Chiefs either. So they were in some games. They've learned a lot. They had a lot of young guys. I mean, I think they I might be mistaken on this. I hope someone does the research to find out, but I think 7 or 8 of their starters on both offense and defense were rookies, and that's a lot of youth.
Yeah, I don't have that in front of me.
That now has experience.
When I think of this team, I mean, from the coach on down, I think of a younger team.
It is very young. It is very young.
And they're going in the right direction. And I believe that they will win
only
more than 4
better.
Games.
Only
gonna
get I better.
Would almost guarantee it. We'll wait to see when the schedule comes out. But given that they finished in the cellar, that means they get to play the Bucks, the Lions,
yes.
And the NFC, the Redskins are scare
AFC,
me,
Browns,
but the Bills. No,
Browns,
I know, but I'm saying
Bills.
When you play out of conference,
well, you play
out
what?
Of division.
Remember, when you play out of when you play in the NFC, you play one whole division.
Oh, that's right. And then within
it's in the
okay.
AFC.
So you got the Jags, the Browns, and the Bills.
Right.
Love those. Love those.
Yeah.
You guys got a
I'll play the Bills.
Favorable
the
schedule. You got to play the Raiders twice. Got that going for you.
Yeah.
You got to play the Broncos. I got them at 6 wins without even seeing the schedule.
Yeah.
I got them moving up to at least 6.
Good. It's pretty good.
That's a big step for a
Can't
team.
Complain there. All right, that brings us to football purgatory.
Uh-oh.
The Oakland Raiders.
You're asking for it, and I wasn't ready.
The Oakland Raiders.
I so want to have this for you.
But
here it is.
Football
I'm gonna let it roll.
Purgatory. Home of the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland, Alameda County, Coliseum, Qualcomm Park, County Municipal Stadium on the East Bay.
The Raiders have been busy already. They got linebacker John Olsen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Chris Cooper from Seattle came over. And then they've got a whole bunch of bevy of restricted free agents.
I'm banning the word bevy from this point forward.
Okay. I'm going to say bevy just one more time.
Damn it.
They stuck the franchise tag on Richard Seymour because he was getting ready to bail out of there.
I just want to be clear. Was saying that I'm going to say bevy again saying bevy, or was that the preemptive I'm going to say it again?
Well, I don't know, but you just said it twice there. So.
I know, but I needed to be clear.
Okay.
I just need clarity, Stephen. I don't do well. It's like a laxative. I need help.
Richard Seymour is now their franchise tag, which means they're going to have to pay him a boatload of money to keep him. That
beep,
was a very
beep,
interesting
beep,
trade
beep,
they
beep,
did there.
Beep. That's the money truck backing up. Beep,
both
beep.
Charlie Fry and Bruce Mike Wazowski Gradkowski are restricted free agents at the quarterback position. So the Oakland Raiders, they don't care because they're not going to get the start anyways.
Mm-hmm.
They're making way for Jamarcus Bubba Butt Russell. That's his new. Can that be his nickname from now on the show?
Bubba Butt?
Bubba Butt. Bubble. Bubba.
Bubba Bubble Butt.
Bubba Bubba Butt.
That's like Hubba Bubba Bubble yeah. Gum. Hubba Bubba Bubble Hubba, Butt.
Bubby. All right. There you go. What do you have to say about the Oakland Raiders?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I am so grateful that Donovan McNabb did not end up there.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, you've got your hand up. You might as well.
I am. I'm going to put my hand up for the people. Mm-hmm. Tell the people where I'm at. Look at
Steven's got his hand up. I already covered it.
All right. Thank you very much. For a team that with the number one pick overall took a quarterback just a couple of years ago, you seriously have to look at their draft board and say, what do we need? And they have to answer that with, we need a quarterback.
With the seventh pick in the 2009 NFL draft, the Oakland Raiders select Darius Heyward Bay.
I love the sound of the moans through the room at Radio City Music Hall. Yeah. What? What?
So what I'm saying here
I know what you're saying. You're looking at quarterback again, and you've done this again. Twice with a first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
A high first-round draft
pick.
He
was the number one
this
overall
is my point.
2 years ago.
That's my point.
You took a quarterback.
When you go all in at that position, ask Cleveland how it worked out with Brady Quinn. You know, they got him at 20th or something like that
because
they were able to somehow – I don't know what – Jedi mind trick they did to make people maybe all the rest of GMs read it right and said this guy ain't that good.
Yeah,
I know he's out of Notre Dame.
We'll
take all
your we'll take your second and your third and your first next year because that's what Cleveland did.
They did.
They give their like a second and a fifth and then the first rounder the next year.
And they had all of us thinking that they got a steal at 20th or 23rd wherever it was when
22nd,
they picked him.
I think they took
when they
Brady
picked
Quinn.
Up Brady Quinn. I remember him sitting there with his pretty girlfriend in the green room forever.
And you know what? I wonder
coffee.
If Cleveland did it. Because he was sitting there by himself, alone, with his pretty
girlfriend.
They
felt sorry for him?
Crying, and we're like,
we should just take him.
How could we just leave him?
I mean, we've got pictures of him as a kid wearing a Browns uniform. We should just do it.
Come on, let's do it.
Just bite the bullet. Sure, he sucks, but we should just bite the bullet. No, organizations don't work well that way, Steven.
They don't work well that way?
No.
Well, then how come 3 years later they've traded him to the Denver Broncos?
So Jimmy Clausen is on Mel Kiper's big board as the guy going to Oakland. He thinks Clausen would be much better than Sam Bradford. Again, we're arguing over which quarterback should they take.
Again.
Wow. Man.
Yeah, I don't sometimes I heed and I remember what my mom and dad taught me, and that was.
What did your mom and dad tell you?
If you don't have anything to say, don't say anything at all. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And that's what I feel right now.
So
I feel like really just ripping them a new one.
But instead, moving on to
okay. No, seriously. Outside of quarterback, which I think they need to address again, I think the Oakland Raiders need help on the defense side of the ball.
I want to give DHB's numbers first, can I?
Only if
nine
you
catches
up, only
and 11 follow, starts.
Only if you follow it up with Michael Crabtree's numbers.
Crab Money Tree, he did a lot better than that. Nine catches and 11 starts. Although he is showing up for OTAs, the offseason
wait a minute,
training.
Wait a minute.
Nine catches. Stop laughing. This is a NFL franchise led by one of the founders of the American Football Conference, Al Davis, in football's Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And don't start me on my Bruce Springsteen song about Canton, Ohio, because I don't remember the words.
Yeah, don't do that. But I what I do have
DHB. He's upgraded his number. He's gone from 12 to 85.
And didn't he have to pay for that?
I don't know. He's got plenty of money.
Okay. Once again, give me. Derek, can you give me his whole stat line for last year? Like,
yeah.
Catches, yards, touchdowns.
Whatever you like, dear. I'm just here for you.
Yes.
He, again, played 11 games, had nine catches for 124 yards, average of 13.8, virtually 14 yards per catch, one touchdown, and eight first downs. Okay. How's that?
After holding out.
Six weeks he
was
out?
6 weeks, that's right. 5 weeks because he started 11 games.
Okay.
It might have been 11. Might
Week
have been
six might have been when he started.
So he started 11 games, 48 receptions, 625.
Wait, 48? How many? That's a lot more than nine.
Yeah.
That's a lot more than nine. I'm just, I'm not good at math.
48 receptions.
48 and nine.
625 yards.
620. That's a lot more than 124. I'm just saying.
And two touchdowns.
That's twice as many as one. I could do that math pretty simply. First downs, do you have that?
I don't have first
downs.
That's
too bad.
I don't.
And that's in how many games?
And his longest was a 50-yarder, and that was in 11 games.
So those numbers are identical, those lines.
Yes.
11 games played.
11 games played.
Now, why did DHB not play in more games?
Because he probably wasn't ready.
He wasn't really relevant.
Yeah,
he's not really somebody you want on the field.
But Michael Crabtree, in the same amount of time, with San Francisco.
Is it possible that Crabtree was being greedy and holding out, but also was correct that he should get paid more than Darius
Hayward
Bay?
He was 100 times better than...
Whatever Hayward Bay gets, I should at least get that playing because I'm so much better than that guy. And he's right.
Yeah, he was right.
And he did have a little bit better quarterbacks thrown to him, but not a lot. I mean, well, yeah, anyone's better than... I don't know his nickname.
Bubble Butt.
Bubble Butt. No, there's the full...
Bubble Bubble Butt.
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 Bubble Bubble
Say that fast 10 times, people.
Bubble Bubble Butt. Bubble Bubble Butt. Bubble Bubble Butt. Bubble Bubble Butt.
All right, Bubble Bubble. All right, there you go. That's Jamarcus Russell. But I would say outside of quarterback, they're okay, I think, at the running back position. Their wide receivers need to grow up maybe a little bit.
A lot.
But defensively... Outside of Nnamdi Asunga, who I think is probably one of the best corners in the league, they need defensive linemen, they need linebackers, they need cornerbacks, safeties. Just revamp your defense, because your defense, outside of Richard Seymour, who played only really because he needed to get the paycheck, that's why he didn't retire from
Working
the game.
For a check. That's Remember when Randy Moss did that?
Yeah. But you know what? Unlike Randy Moss, Richard Seymour actually made an impact on the football field. He finished the season with close to 10 sacks, I think, maybe even more. But outside of Richard Seymour and Nnamdi Asunga, you have a host of defensive players who nobody knows, and that's because they're not very good.
Steven said host instead of bevy. Good for you.
You denied me from using. You just used the word that you said we couldn't say anymore.
Now, much like the Monty Python sketch, let me be perfectly clear. Let no one throw another stone, even, and I remind you, even if they do say Jehovah, and then the guy gets stoned for saying Jehovah. Okay. It's a funny bit. Do you don't remember that from Life of Brian?
I don't.
The public stoning bit was one of the funniest bits in the movie.
The only Monty Python movie I've seen from beginning to end
was
is
the Holy Grail.
Holy Grail.
Wow. We've got some work to do this weekend.
Do we?
Yes, we do. The meaning of life and live.
I've only seen bits and pieces of
Live at the Hollywood
life.
Bowl is classic.
Bits and pieces.
Man.
Yes. Only one I've seen from beginning to end. And probably why I don't watch Monty Python movies from beginning to end is because they just end. Like, that's how Holy Grail, it just ended. It
and
was
now
done.
For something completely different. A man with two buttocks. I mean, that's the point of Monty Python is they never ended sketches. They just... terminate because they why write a bad ending when you can just be done,
right?
And I love the end of Holy Grail where the police just come in and arrest everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I gave away the ending. No, you didn't.
You're
that's
a
just random
boob.
No, I did. There's nothing. That's no drama involved
yeah,
in that.
No,
that's just how it ends.
It is.
Police come in and arrest everyone. It's game over. Speaking of game over, we're moving on from the Oakland Raiders. I've got them winning two games.
There you go. Superchargers.
LT-less, Chris Chambers-less. Do you recognize these guys?
Ooh.
I don't know if I do.
Is Vincent Jackson still there?
Oh, trust me, V. Jackson's still there.
Are you sure? Because didn't he get in trouble with the law?
Been in trouble with the law since
I fought the law
born.
And the law won. I fought the law and the law won. Now, they've acquired running back Marcus Mason, who was released by the Redskins. I don't know why they did that.
I don't either.
But they did.
But they did.
What has
they
happened
need a running
to
back
San Diego is that
time.
They've been
it's turned into the Phillip Rivers team.
What are they when people come in
Morph.
They take from you?
They plunder. Plunder.
Yes, they've been plundered.
Love words.
By other Cleveland came and plundered center Eric Garuccio. And Chicago took tight end Brandon Manamalawalula. The Jacksonville Jaguars tried to upgrade their wide receiver core by taking Kasim Osgood from San Diego. The Jets obviously took LaDainian Tomlinson. That was the
big name. Realize also Michael Bennett is gone?
Yes.
Which means that you've got Darren Sproles, a 4'11" running back, to try and carry the ball 40 times a game. I don't think that's going to work. You need a running back at the top of your hit parade right now.
Well, you know, that's where I was going. I was just showing you who.
Stunned. Yeah, speak it. Spit
amount
it.
Of players that had been snatched and plundered from the San Diego Chargers. And, yeah, and as you astutely pointed out, running back is where they need to go.
Ridiculous.
They have the 28th pick overall.
That's about where running back should start to go in this year's draft with all the defensive players out there to be had.
So there might be one available there. But, you know, they lost Tomlinson, Antonio Cromartie, Brandon Manalalula, backup quarterback Charlie Whitehurst. And they're just like, whoa, we need an offensive lineman. We need a running back. We need a tight end. Okay.
Yeah, you sure do.
San Diego's defense could be upgraded a little bit, but I think not. I think more in their secondary. I think their defensive line and their linebacking core is pretty solid. Sean Merriman needs to prove that he is, you know, healthy once again and 100%, because he was still hobbling around on that leg last season, especially near the end of the season. He was hobbling around pretty mightily.
Yeah, he was. He was playing on one leg.
Yeah, you could tell. But outside of that, I would say if I were the San Diego Chargers, I'd go offensive side of the ball. As you pointed out, running back, a position of need, because you cannot let – what are we going to call Darren Sproles? If MJD is Oompa Loompa,
he's thinner and much smaller, so I would call him Speedy Gonzalez.
All right, so there you go. Speedy Gonzalez.
With a pinball.
Speedy can't do it. He can't be an every down back. I don't think. You know what comes to mind last season, Jeffrey? San Diego, week 2, playing the Baltimore Ravens at home in San Diego.
Right. I remember.
They are a touchdown away from taking the lead late in the game. There's like a minute left. They're at the Ravens 23-yard line, something like that. And it's 4th and 1. And they take the ball out of Phillip Rivers' hands. They decide to hand it to Speedy Gonzalez. And he gets crushed in the backfield by Ray Lewis. And he wasn't going anywhere, dude. He wasn't going anywhere. And you're just like, yeah, in that situation, you need a big, huge bruiser like the bus.
Well, here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the running backs out there right now, Steven.
Okay.
And you know, you've got guys under 5 feet tall, virtually all of them in the top. 5'10", 5'11", 5'8", is small with Dexter McCluster out of Mississippi. And these guys are not your best one. C.J. Spiller is 5'10", 196. You don't get over 200 pounds till you get down to Ryan Matthews, whom we mentioned earlier from Fresno State. That's probably going to be their best choice. And Ryan Matthews, that actually, I'm going to go right out on a limb right now and say that's probably who San Diego takes.
Who is that?
Ryan Matthews from Fresno State, 218 pounds, 5'11". 5'11 and 5'8", so we're going to call him 6 feet for sake of argument. We're going to call him a 6-footer, but he's 218 pounds, and if he can put on a little bit more weight, the only way you get heavier than that, you really start to fall as far as abilities down to Montario Hardstee from Tennessee, 225, and then you've got Toby Gerhart. Toby Gerhart might be fun.
Yeah,
Stanford guy. He's 231, and he could do a lot of other things besides just run the ball.
But the thing is, do you really?
No, I honestly don't think you want to go any further down than Ryan Matthews on the board.
I think you don't pick a running back because of their size. I think you pick them because.
But again, we're complimenting Darren Sproles here. Is the point? Is we're trying to have a
but you
tandem.
You don't take those guys in the first round.
I think you could take Ryan Matthews in the first round. I think he's a high second, And if you are in desperate need of a running back, as the San Diego Chargers are, you might as well, since you're at the bottom of the first round, picking 20th, did you say?
Yes.
Then you might as... Are you sure 20th? Because
no,
I thought we
not,
mentioned
not
some...
23rd,
28th. You're at the bottom of the first round. It's the same as the top of the second round. You might as well go after Ryan Matthews. There it is. Done. Done! And if...
Just like that?
Yes, like that. I'm just making it a lot easier on the Chargers organization.
Ryan Matthews ain't going to be around 28th.
I
don't think Ryan Matthews is going to be around 28th.
Who's going to take him?
I don't know.
Because then I wait. Because I'm not going with Javad Best out of Cal.
He's too small.
I know. That's my point.
He's very similar to Speedy Gonzalez.
Exactly. Well, he's taller, but he's
5'10". Ryan Matthews right now is second.
I would then go Toby Gerhardt, and I would wait till hopefully pick him up in the
Toby's
second or third
be
round.
Available.
Toby's
yeah.
fun. Second, third round. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
dude,
would
it
be
was.
Fun.
Did I saw him play 6 games this season? What a blast! He's a banger. He's a smasher.
He is a good player. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think that a running back that's going to fit the Chargers' needs is going to be available at the 28th spot. So I think
then you're going to be defensive tackle in the first round, probably, or cornerback.
Maybe. No, not quarterback.
Corner.
Oh yes. Quarterback.
You know, you say cornerback all the time,
yes.
And I hear quarterback,
yes.
But I know better.
Uh-huh.
And I just say. He meant this.
Okay.
I know my ears deceive me. He said this.
My ears deceive me, but yes. You said quarterback.
Anyways. True.
So
you're
there
mean.
You go.
You're mean.
Cornerback, you're right. Running back for the San Diego
Chargers. I
got to
go because I got a finisher here that I've got to finish
right.
off.
Well, go finish off the finisher, and we ride it 2 hours as
there it
usual.
Is.
So once again, thank you all for visiting the site. Come out. Post your thoughts on what we're talking about here with these teams and what we feel their needs are. We got an email from Greg, Buffalo Bills review guy.
Formerly of Buffalo Bills review.
Who we most likely, I think we're going to have start posting some stuff on the AFC East and some Bills stuff as well on the forum. Not on the forum, on the website. If you're in the UK... and you have not sent us an email and not received an email in return from us, please shoot us an email at blitz@rarn.net. A little fun little project that we're trying to launch.
You know, you made me feel so good inside.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
And I'm Jeff Ellis. And that was MJ.
And this is MJ. And this has been NFL Rants and Raves. Thanks for listening.